So allow me to extend my thanks and gratitude to Maestro Kerim Wasfi for his wonderful performance, which brought to mind the ancient heritage of Iraqi music and its importance in these difficult circumstances and its effective role in dealing with a special situation on a global scale. Thank you. Thank you, Maestro. And now it's time to move to our last item on our agenda, concluding remarks. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very grateful and delighted to deliver these closing remarks on the 2021 Social Forum. It has been truly a great couple of days, and I believe that during the forum activities, all of us have shared fruitful discussions on good practices, success story, lessons learned, and challenges in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. With our special focus on international cooperation and solidarity, and from a human rights perspective, indeed, this year's forum had a busy program of work on multiple platforms, general discussions, panels, interactive dialogue, as well as side events. Despite the sanitary restriction, these activities witnessed an active and open participation in presence and online. The moderators, panelists, and participants showed their keenness to engage in depth discussions and deliberations and have shared points of view and learned from each other. I do extend my sincere appreciation to all participants for their contribution and responsible spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be beneficial to summarize some of the themes as well as idea emanating from this year's forum. Pandemic exacerbate long-standing inequalities. Universal access to vaccine is essential and a matter of a human right. Coordinated global approach is most effective. International cooperation and effective multilateralism needed to make sure that no one is left behind. Vaccine and medicines against COVID-19 must be global public goods. Disproportionate impacts on low-income countries, minorities, vulnerable groups must be addressed with response based on human rights and supported by multilateralism. To recover from pandemic and achieve SDGs, countries need to learn from each other, reform quickly, support most affected countries, rebuild trust in multilateralism, including through global initiative for vaccines and investment in climate change mitigation and adaptation. Lessons to improve preparedness and resilience. Integration, health security in national and socio-economic security, political leadership and response based on sound public health practice and transparency. Strengthening public health preparedness and response, especially in low resources country. Stronger commitment to global health regulations, strong call for global solidarity and cooperation to address a global crisis with participation of all sectors, focusing on human life and dignity, respecting human rights, ensuring inclusive and sustainable recovery. So, example of needed actions: increasing spending on social protection and social security, global recovery plan for education, concessional financing, debt cancellation, transfer of technology, and end of unilateral coercive measures. Six principles for vaccines policies to balance between individual and collective rights: equitable access, evidence-based, time-limited, proportional, necessary, and individual privacy. COVID-19 increased food demand due to new poverty, less of job support structure, and food banks had reduced finance due to PPE and other measures. Pandemic has differentiated and intersectional influence vulnerable groups. Ladies and gentlemen, those are non-exhaustive list of conclusions made during our 2 days of intense discussions and debate. Before ending my closing remarks, I would like to convey a special thanks and appreciation to the unknown soldiers, the Secretariat of OHCHR, interpreters, and colleagues for their blessed effort in order to make this event successful. So now that we have come to the end of this forum, looking forward to seeing you again in Social Forum 2022 and wishing all of you a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. So. Our meeting is closed. Thank you.